Good luck.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Spring has sprung, the grass is riz, I wonder where the boydies is. They say the boyd is on the wing, but that's absurd, I thought the wing was on the boyd.
Don't ask me where that came from.
Just sticking my head out my skylight, I can see lots of rooks of one description or another, crows and jackdaws.
It's a very damp Tuesday afternoon for me, pre-recording the programme for you. For most of you, that it's a Sunday though. Let me shut the skylight. Take my very ugly but very comfortable ergonomic chair and proclaim once again that I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody, to the programme. As I mentioned, pre-recorded, so I'm going to be about a week with any correspondence. None of that instantaneous twexting, or whatever you call it, on the Wonderweb. What have we got for you this week? Okay, my featured artist this week is Nick Cave. Three songs from him before 4 o'clock. The Beckopedia will be dropping by, our mystery musical history girl, with an insightful appreciation of a pop classic, if not the pop classic, looking at that. New music from Carly Paradis, Tom Hickox, and Jolie Holland. All three stunning tunes that I picked for this week. If there's a loose theme, as you probably heard in that first tune, The Chills by Peter, Bjorn and John, if there's a loose theme, it's that kind of tumbling drum beat. Drum beats that have drum rolls as part of a pattern. I'll illustrate what I mean as we go on. Loads of songs for Guy that you guys have picked for me as well, some really great ones there. And the whole thing punctuated with the usual name dropping and lie telling. First of all though, let's have one from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This beautiful thing is from The Lyre of Orpheus, which is disc 2 of Abattoir Blues. The Lyre of Orpheus is a double album by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. A really good place to start if you're not an aficionado. Just because you're tuning to the greatest radio station in the world, we should not assume that you know all the greatest music on earth, should we? That's why I've chosen Nick to be the featured artist this week. This thing's called Spell, and it starts with, wow, a delicious piano. Happy Sunday, everyone. Delicious piano.
Snow-caked hedgerows, I bed down upon the drifting snow, sleep beneath the melting sky. No whisper of your names, I know not where you are, but somewhere, 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 here upon this wild abandoned star. And I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of, and I'm falling under your spell. Abiding memory, no awakening, no flaming dark, no word of consolation, no arrow through my heart, only a feeble notion, a glimmer from afar that I cling to with my fingers as we go spinning wildly through the stars. And I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling under your spell. Me to my senses, I rise up with the dew. The snow turns to streams of light, the purple heather grows anew. I call it by your name, I know not where you are, but somehow, somewhere, sometime soon, upon this wild abandoned star, and I'm full of love, and I'm full of wonder, and I'm full of love, and I'm falling on the old space.
Go, Warren Ellis's incredibly tasty viola with Nick Cave's delicious piano. So many things have come out of my mouth, honestly. That was Spell from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Two more from those guys before we get to 4 o'clock. I interviewed Nick once, and the first thing he said when he came on the line was, "Is this a live interview?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Good, because I'm naked." In fact, I'm going to tell you the full story. So I was interviewing him about The Proposition, which is a film he wrote a good few years ago now. And I started the interview by telling him I was terrified when I went into the cinema to see the film that he'd written. And he said, "Why were you scared?" And I said, "Well, because I own a book of Lou Reed's photography and it's rubbish." And then he understood, you see, that he was playing outside his genre. Halfway through it, I sort of said, "I've always been intrigued. How do you describe music to each other in The Bad Seeds? Like, my band Elbow, we talk in terms of form and distance and size. My friend Graham's band talk about colour and palette and wash like they're doing a painting." And he said, "If anybody in The Bad Seeds used any of that kind of language, they'd get punched in the face." And I said, "How do you communicate to one another then when you're working together?" And he said, "There's occasionally an uncomfortable silence when an idea isn't going to get used," which I thought was quite cool. Anyway, onwards. Jolie Holland has a new album out called Wine Dark Sea. She's one of my favourite singers, one of my favourite lyricists. I think she's amazing. So I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And just for the first name drop, actually I've just done a name drop, second name drop of this week's show, she sent me demos of this some months ago because we're mates, Jolie and me. Clank, 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 clank. More name dropping after this beautiful song, First Sign of Spring by the amazing Jolie Holland.
Jungles are deep in the park. We've got our long way to go. The rain and the jewel weed are deep in the ground. Oh, across the sea, sidewalk is frozen. I'm tired of my coat, and the snow drifts down again. I keep forgetting to blame my head, and I'm shivering. And
She writes a lot about the springtime. That was the first sign of spring from Jolie Holland from her album Wine Dark Sea, which I have to tell you is amazing. Time now to have one from the Beckopedia. Now then.
Now then. There's an art to writing the perfect pop song, and Benny Andersson and Björn Ulvaeus are masters of the genre. As half of ABBA, they produced hit after hit, dominating the charts for a decade with their cross-cultural and cross-generational appeal. But behind the seemingly simple songs was some serious skill. Take Dancing Queen as an example. Everybody knows it, from the opening piano glissando to the final flourish of strings. But what is it about the track that makes it such a success? Well, the first and best device they use is to start with the chorus. By the time you get back to it one verse later, it feels like you've known it forever. Then there's the fact that the verse ends in a minor key, an imperfect cadence that can only be resolved by crossing the bridge to the chorus. And what a resolution it is! Like reaching the top of a mountain, Agnetha and Annifrid's voices are a full octave higher, singing a jubilant refrain that can be learned in one listen. Add to all that a driving beat, singable harmonies and generous layers of sound from synthesizers to strings, and it's a recipe for success. It's no wonder that it's been repeatedly voted one of the best songs of all time. It's greater than the sum of its parts, a musical tour de force by two of the most prolific and talented composers the charts have ever known. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Yeah.
ABBA with Dancing Queen, as recommended by the Beckerpedia. That song will forever remind me of my sisters, because every family gathering we've ever had, really, we always have our family gatherings at St. Bernadette's Social Centre in Whitefield. And I've got five older sisters, and when I was like 15, 16, and at my most embarrassable, if there was a girl in the room that I liked the look of and that came on, terror would strike into my heart. Trying to avoid all five of my sisters in such a small room, there was no way I was ever going to get off with a girl. Do you know what I mean? They'd have me up dancing. I'm glad to say that the Gap Band's Oops Upside Your Head hasn't had the same kind of staying power as Dancing Queen, because that really was humiliating. And I'm just too old for those moves.
Six Music.
People think being a disc jockey is dead easy. Play a few records, natter a bit, bish bosh, but it ain't.
This is Mark Riley.
I have to not only make sure the music I play is of the highest calibre, I also need to think about how to handle the live bands. The right questions to ask. Stuff like,
what kind of golf club's that?
I think it's a driver, isn't it?
So none of you play golf then, obviously.
And, crucially, you have to know how to handle the volatile listeners.
Were you ever on Top of the Pops?
Thankfully, no.
Were you ever on Magpie?
No.
And
no.
Sometimes you just have to be brutally honest.
I was lying, really. But, I mean, you know, it's just nice to be nice, isn't it?
It's true.
So, if you'd like to hear me, Mark Riley, ask the right questions whilst being brutally honest, tune into my programme on Six Music, Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Let's have an email. Here's one. Michelle Price says, hi Guy, I really enjoy your Sunday radio show when I'm pottering in the garden. Thanks for playing the songs that ease my aching muscles and keep me digging that bit longer. She then goes on to describe driving right out in the middle of rural Wales. It's a place no one visits and a few people live, and it's beautiful. She's talking about Powys. She describes the light being good for the soul. When you need a break and some peace and quiet, can I recommend Powys, the most rural country in England and Wales, she says. Just a couple of hours drive from Manchester, spring is in the air, the lambs are in the fields, and the primroses and hawthorn hedges are starting to blossom and bud. Come and visit Michelle. Is this getting erotic, Michelle Price? P.S. I do not work for the tourist board. Don't tell anyone else. Ah, bit light for that, I'm afraid. Keep it under your hat. Ah. P.S. If you're passing, I could do the hand of the digging. Right, okay. It's all getting a bit Alan Titchmarsh, isn't it, over there? Thank you, nevertheless, Michelle, for your erotic description of your lovely home in Powys. Hey, the loveliness of Powys. Song for Guy recommendation now here from Ogacheco O'Malley. He says that he loved the Nat King Cole tune Nature Boy when I played it the other week. And he says, even though this next tune by Victor Uwefo is not typical BBC Six music, it is a great Sunday tune. Ogacheco, I've just played some ABBA. Why wouldn't I play Sir Victor Uwefo with Guitar Boy?
Six music. David Cameron paid tribute to them in a statement. He said, "My heart goes out to the families and friends of those killed in this terrible tragedy. Every British fatality is a source of deep sadness. This latest incident brings home to us all once again how our armed forces continue to put their lives on the line."
The amount of rebels that'll be showing their feelings at 11 o'clock tomorrow evening when we vote on it is only a half of what it would have been if Labour hadn't been supporting, because a lot of people are saying, well, what's the point of voting against when we know it's going to be, supported by Labour?
This is Six Music.
Six
Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six
Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
You had it on my day, you had it on. You had it on my day. Each morning we marry, it's just almost gorgeous. You may.
We'll be right back.
slice of summer there for you from Kurt Vile. Never Run Away. I absolutely love that record. It's from Walking on a Pretty Day. And yeah, there's something really magic about that. Reminds me of the summers of my youth. 17, 18, nowhere to go. I hope wherever you are, the sun shine on you today as this show goes to air. And yeah, I was talking about that song with my friend Maurice the other day. Excellent taste, Maurice. And recommended this next tune from Can. I'd never heard it before. It's called Vitamin C. It's in keeping with the themes of this week's show. Rumbling, tumbling, shuffly, marvellous drums is the theme. If that sounds a bit tenuous, that's because I didn't give it too much thought. This tune from Can, once again, get a pencil ready. You're going to love this and you're going to want to know what it was. Turn it up, in fact. Enjoy, everyone. That's just great, isn't it? An earworm in the extreme. That is absolutely with me all the time at the moment. That was Can and Vitamin C. After the show is over, a full track listing of everything I play on the programme is available on my page of the Six Music website. Isn't it a marvellous radio station, eh? Yeah, once again, that was Can and Vitamin C. This next tune's by Beck. Beck kind of snuck up on me in terms of I've been with him since his first album. Absolutely love his music. I walked past him once at a festival in California and sort of smiled, stroke, waved. He was eating something. What was he eating? Gatto. He was eating gatto from catering at the time. So he may have smiled back. He may not have. I can't really tell. But yeah, I've loved these records ever since. And it's only when I look at my collection and realise that I pretty much got all of them. I'm actually a huge fan. This amazing thing, the synthesizers on this wall of synthesizers make it incredibly romantic and a very beautiful Sunday afternoon tune. This is Beck and Movie Theme. And Movie Theme from the album The Information. My earliest Beck memory actually was years and years ago, me and the bassist and drummer from Elbow, Pete and Jupp, moved into a really scratty, horrible flat in Bury where we grew up. It was the first time those guys had lived together, or rather lived away from home, and the place was bad when we moved in and worse when we moved out, I'm ashamed to say. The first night we were in, if you imagine this place was the top half of a house and there was a flat underneath us, first night we moved in, Pete had a copy of Odelay by Beck. We got overexcited and a little drunk, and I did a backspin on the dining room table that was there. This thing was a really terrible 70s design. Rather than having four legs like what a table should have, it had one central support, and it snapped immediately under my weight. First night that we were in the flat, and I tumbled to the floor, prompting my neighbour to bang on the door downstairs. We went to the door, which had frosted glass in it, and were confronted by a man naked to the waist with a baseball bat, yelling all kinds of unrepeatable abuse at us. I was terrified. I'm trying to reason with man. I was saying, I'm not going to come outside. You seem really angry and we're really sorry. We're going to go to bed now. We're going to be quiet. We're really sorry. He eventually went away. And the next day, I thought I must make amends. We have to live with these people. So I knocked on to apologise. He'd gone to work and his wife was there. And she said, I said, what do you guys drink? I really want to apologise. I'd like to buy you a bottle or something. And I can't remember what it was now. But she told us what his favourite tipple was. And later that evening, I went round with it and knocked on the door. And I was terrified I was still going to get a beating from this fella. And he opened the door and I said, look, mate, I'm really sorry. I just... Kieran? And it was my mate Kieran, who I've known my whole life, and he's no more capable of giving anyone a beating than I am. And we lived peacefully in harmony from that day forward. There you go. Scenes of domestic violence to accompany that Sunday afternoon bit of bliss from Beck.
I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me Sunday afternoons from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music. What I love about Six Music is that they've given me the chance with an open book to rediscover for myself and play music that really rings my bell. Every song or piece of music I like seems to trigger later a memory of where I was and what I was doing when I liked it. Each week, I'm creating themes around music for the listener. This week's theme is sunny California.
This is Iggy Pop.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, again from the Lyre of Orpheus. This tune's called Easy Money, and it's got a really wry, funny, sarcastic lyric to it. Check it out.
which my heart yearns gives joy in diminishing returns. Kiss me on mouth. His hands they added so in my cheek it burns. Money man, it is a bitch. The poor they spoil it for the rich. First breath in clover. I wondered when this would be over. And at home we are all so guilty, say. Money. Pour it down the open drain. Pour it all through my veins. Pour it down, yeah, let it rain. And pour that ever-loving stuff down on me. Sitting pretty down on the bank. Life shuffles past at a low interest rate. And the money-colored meadows. And all the interesting shadows, they leap up and dissipate.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Easy Money. One more from him before 4 o'clock. Now though, something mute and playful. This has got quite a daft but lovely lyric to it. Some remarkable breaks in this song with a French horn solo, I think it is, as I remember it. This is Jim O'Rourke. It's called Ghost Ship in a Storm and I love it.
When some
Great, eh? There's a lovely collection of field recordings, very early field recordings in America, called the Library of Congress, a treasury of field recordings. Quite a famous bunch that put it together. And I just thought I'd play you a little one before we move on. This is a young lady called Offredale Graham, and this is, I guess, what you'd call a jump rope song called Pulling the Skiff.
I went downtown to get my grip. I come back home just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. I went upstairs to make my bed. I made a mistake and I bumped my head, just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. I went downstairs to milk my cow. I made a mistake and I milked that sow, just a pulling the skiff, just a pulling the skiff. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow never come. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's in the bone. And
and where did you learn that?
I just learned it by different ones saying.
Where? Right here in Drew?
Yeah.
And say that last one over again. At Oh, now please don't laugh. Please. Say that.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's in the bone. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow never come. And
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Just believe in you can do.
rumbly tumbly drums, which is my theme this week. That was My Morning Jacket, the first song I ever heard from them, and it's called It Beats For You. Deeply romantic, and yeah, I love the drums on that song. Now, I was put in mind of this next tune by a piece of new music that I'm going to play later in the programme by Carly Paradis, an astonishing piece of music that's just come out from her forthcoming record. But it put me in mind thematically and sort of in the way that it feels of this next tune by John and Vangelis. There's some stuff that happens in the middle of this song, which I have a feeling some of you might not be into. Maybe it's on a little bit too prog for some of your tastes. But I just think the atmosphere created generally by this lovely thing is suitable for a Sunday. So this is John and Vangelis from Short Stories, which is so much a part of my childhood that I can't separate it from very happy memories. This is called Each and Every Day / Birdsong. John and Vangelis.
To the top as he feeds beside you.
That's a lovely piece of music. John and Vangelis' Each and Every Day / Birdsong. What did you think of it? Do let me know. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's the same address that you send any Song for Guy recommendations to. Remember, recommendations, not requests. Try and play me stuff I've never heard before. And in actual fact, when I played that Can song earlier on, Can are technically classed as krautrock, I believe. I don't know enough about krautrock. I know Can, I know Neu, and I know what are they called. The name escapes me. What are they called? The guys that send the robots out on tour. Autobahn. Oh, what are they called? Kraftwerk, of course. Educate me on some good krautrock. Send your recommendations. Once again, that's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And when we've got enough recommendations, I want to do a krautrock special. Something that Mark Riley would be very happy about, I'm sure. So from John and Vangelis to krautrock recommendations to K.D. Lang. You weren't expecting that, were you? This beautiful thing is called Wash Me Clean.
Swim through my veins, drown me in your rain. My desire carries no shame. My will harbor no pain.
K.D. Lang and Wash Me Clean. That's for my sister Boop and my friend Maurice. Another one now from Nick Cave. I heard him play this at a book launch just before Christmas for an amazing book called Letters of Note. Letters of Note started as a website. A friend of mine, Sean Usher, was originally trying to think of clever ways to promote an old stationery firm. He said to them, I think this is the right story. He said to them, there must have been some famous letters written on your stationery. Maybe that's a way to do it. And then floods and floods and floods of letters from not just famous people, just great letters from all down the ages coming to his website. Millions and millions of hits later, he put together the most beautiful book. Nick Cave, among many other celebrated letter writers, was at the event. Gillian Anderson was there. Benedict Cumberbatch was there. And Nick Cave actually sat down and played this to a select audience that I was lucky enough to be one of. It was a beautiful performance of a beautiful song. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Cave with Love Letter.
Letter in my hand, a plea, a petition, a kind of prayer. Hope it does as I have planned. Losing her again is more than I can bear. Kiss the cold white envelope, press my lips against her name. 200 words we live in hope. The sky hangs heavy with rain. Love letter, love letter. Go get her, go get her. Love letter, love letter. Go tell her, go. Wicked wind whips up the hill, handful of hopeful words. I love her and I always will. Sky is ready to burst. Said some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. It all came out the wrong way. Love letter, love letter. Go get her, go get her. Love letter, love letter. Go tell her, go tell her. Bring your kisses down upon me. Bring your kisses down in storms. And for all who come before me in your slowly fading form. Out of my mind will leave me standing in the rain with a letter and a prayer whispered on the wind. Come back to me. Come back to me.
That's a bit special, isn't it? Nick Cave's love letter. And that's, my featured artist this week, Mr. Nick Cave. Tom Hickox is completely new to me. Apparently Richard Hawley recorded some of his album War, Peace and Diplomacy with him. He's got a fantastic singing style. There's obvious associations with Scott Walker. And musically, on this song, which is the only one I've heard by him so far, with Radiohead as well, but there's some courage of conviction in this man's voice, and his lyrics are fantastic. If you've not heard him before, I'm proud to introduce Tom Hickox. This song's called White Roses Red. Right, Tom Hickox with White Roses Red. I'm going to listen to some more of his music and present you with some next week. His album's called War, Peace and Diplomacy. He was born in North London in 1981. He's the son of Richard Hickox CBE, one of Britain's most renowned conductors, and a Grammy Award winner with over 280 recordings to his credit. His mother was an orchestral timpanist. So there you go, some heritage as well. Once again, that's Tom Hickox and White Roses Red. Beautiful stuff.
Music.
In the summer of 1984, I had a washing up job and it left me smelling of cooking oil, but it also gave me money for records. And there was one which was played on Radio Caroline every 2 or 3 hours for about a month. I must have heard it dozens of times, but the DJ never said what it was. So I never found out what it was, I never bought it, and I've not heard it since. Today, I wouldn't have that problem.
This is Gideon Coe.
On BBC Playlister, you can find all the music played on my programme. You can add records to your own playlist and you'll always know what they are.
Six Music.
If you're listening to Six Music online or via the BBC iPlayer radio app, you can add songs directly to your very own playlist. Remember the songs you like, recommended by people you trust. To find out more, just go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
A song for Guy recommendation now from Rob Sherwood in Bristol. He says, Wander Through by Archivist. It makes me feel as though my shoes are made from cloud. Well, how could I possibly deny you, Rob? Here is Archivist with Wander Through.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm James Kelly. The Ministry of Defence says the site where a helicopter crashed in Afghanistan has been secured. Five service personnel died yesterday when the aircraft came down in Kandahar. Jane Francis Kelly is at the MOD.
David Cameron paid tribute to them in a statement. He said, "My heart goes out to the families and friends of those killed in this terrible tragedy. Every British fatality is a source of deep sadness. This latest incident brings home to us all once again how our armed forces continue to put their lives on the line."
International observers held by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have appeared at a news conference. They denied accusations they were spies. The eight men, along with five Ukrainian observers, were captured on Friday. The head of the task force in charge of eliminating Syria's chemical weapons, Sigrid Karg, says Damascus still holds nearly 8% of its 1,300 tons of chemical weapons at one particular site. She was speaking in the Syrian capital on the day of a deadline for Syria to complete the handover of its entire chemical arsenal. Labour has reconfirmed its support for the HS2 high-speed railway from London to Birmingham. Research by the BBC suggests at least 30 Conservative backbenchers will oppose the government or abstain when MPs vote tomorrow on HS2. The rebellion won't stop the project because Labour is supporting it. One of the Tory rebels is Michael Fabricant.
The amount of rebels that'll be showing their feelings at 11 o'clock tomorrow evening when we vote on it is only a half of what it would have been if Labour hadn't been supporting, because a lot of people are saying, well, what's the point of voting against when we know it's going to be, supported by Labour?
And two former popes have been declared saints. Pope Francis confirmed the canonisations at an unprecedented ceremony at the Vatican. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six
Music.
Six.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Can you stay here next to me? Just keep driving, because of you I see a light, and the Buick's a century, 73 like you, some strange religion. I get my hands on some money, mama, shoddy night. Stared down the past and just got my eyes. Now I know there's no easy ride. She's been the kind who would take it in stride. Some jacket diamonds kicked her heart around. So many times, true, 73 like you. Some strange religion.
Strange Religion by Mark Lanigan. That was another Song for Guy recommendation, this time from Greg in France, who said in his email that he simply finds it beautiful. Yeah, it is great. I introduced a friend to Mark Lanigan recently. I wonder if we're expecting another record for him. I find him incredibly innovative as well as soulful. So yeah, what's going on there? Thank you, Greg, for your Song for Guy recommendation. Anyway. I make no secret of the fact that perhaps my favourite band of all time, and it's a difficult one to say that, but I'm judging it on how often I've listened to the music over many, 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 many years, are Talk Talk. I have to stress, not the first couple of Talk Talk albums, I don't really listen to those. Everything from Colour of Spring onwards I listen to. Astonishingly, this next piece of music, which is one of my favourites of theirs, was a B-side originally. I think for Living in Another World, I think it was a B-side to that. It's an extraordinary piece of music called It's Getting Late in the Evening. And as this show is repeated at midnight on a Sunday, I think to some people at least, it's going to be a very fitting tune. Even if it is Sunday afternoon and you're stirring the gravy, I think this is going to touch your very soul. Isn't that lovely? Talk Talk from It's... if you want to get it, it's on a collection called A-Sides, B-Sides, which I'm guessing that none of the band had anything to do with that title. It's called It's Getting Late in the Evening, and it's lovely. As I said earlier, anything that you miss on the programme, a list will magically appear on the Six Music website on my page if you want to rush out and buy that beautiful music. You see, if you buy music, then the people who make it can afford to take time off from real life and make more music. And then we all get more music. That's good, isn't it? Buy your music, everyone. Buy this next record. I think it's astonishing. Carly Paradis, someone I've been very lucky to meet a good few times. She married my friend Colin Murray, the TV presenter, TV and radio presenter. The album's called Hearts to Symphony. To give you a little bit of background, Carly was born in Hamilton, Ontario, in Canada, and is a composer and pianist. She composes soundtracks, I'm reading it straight off her wiki now, for movies, documentaries and television series. In 2008, she worked alongside film composer Clint Mansell. She arranged piano parts on his soundtrack for the BAFTA award-winning film Moon, directed by Duncan Jones, who is David Bowie's son. A great film, actually, Moon. I really enjoyed it. I love a bit of mysterious sci-fi. She's done lots of other stuff as well. This record is astonishing, though. This is her playing and singing as well. The song's called Cage on the Beach, and it has tremendous atmospherics to it. Carly Paradis, everyone.
Thank you.
from her forthcoming album Hearts to Symphony. That's Carly Paradis and Cage on the Beach. Carly, if you're listening, I can't wait to hear the rest of the record. Colin, if you're listening, I can't think of anything that you and I share that's appropriate enough to say on air.
Six Music Recommends is a new place where we can share more of the music that's either on the periphery of pop or could even be the future of it.
An hour of brand new music.
A window into our future obsessions.
We're a place for people to share and discover new music.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve Lamacq.
Six Music Recommends.
There's so much music out there, you need a few people who can make sense of it and sort through it.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Beautiful music of every texture and genre.
Discovering new music, that's what it's all about.
Monday to Thursday nights from midnight.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna.
Leonard Cohen is always there, tending his small corner of the garden, I once heard him say. This song, The Sisters of Mercy, paints a nice portrait of a travelling troubadour who's a bit of a sauce, let's face it.
All the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you who must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, but soon it comes round to your soul. Well, I've been where you're hanging, I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned. The seasons tear off and condemn. They will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem. Sleeping, I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the lights, you can read their address by the moon. And you won't make me jealous if I hear that they sweeten your night. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
There we go, Leonard Cohen and Sisters of Mercy. I'm going to play out, as I'm going to do every week from now on, with Bill Evans' Peace Peace, But before I do, can I thank Peter and Michelle, the Beckopedia, and everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations this week. Thank you very much to Tom Hickox and Carly Parody, and of course Jolie Holland for their new music this week. And thank you lot for listening. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'll see you all next week. Here's Bill Evans. Everybody digs Bill Evans.